We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
In 2003, Nike signed 13-year-old Freddie Adu to a 7-figure contract. But Freddie didn't live up to the hype. He has turned down every single documentary project looking closely at the details of his career. Until now.
People are going to look at everything you did because of the hype surrounding your arrival and what they think you can be.
I'm Grant Wall, and this is American Prodigy, Freddie Adu, from Blue Wire Podcasts.
You know, it's hard. It was a hard decision because, as I said, they're both terrific people. They've worked very hard and tirelessly for this organization. It clearly wasn't working. It wasn't what we had hoped for when we hired them, you know, and so I don't know if there was an exact moment. It's something we've been thinking about for several weeks and going back and forth and deciding, but clearly, the last couple
of
games had a lot to do with it.
Blue Wire.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions!
Lakers turns, gives to Eckler. He tries to go up and up. Oh,
the Lions have got it! They took it away! Oh, how big is that?
Looks, slows, deep middle.
And he's caught! Kenny Golladay, that's outstanding! That is outstanding!
Yo, what is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Pride Podcast, episode 148 on the Blue Wire Network. Today's episode is going to be sponsored by Indeed.com, Bet Online, and Pepsi. I am your host, Tyler, joined by my two guys, as always, Malcolm and Pierre. How you boys doing on this nice Saturday afternoon?
Woo!
Merry Christmas, Lions fans. You guys finally got your Christmas wish. There you go.
Damn right. And it's crazy, man. I'm hearing the sirens, man. There's sirens going on right now.
It's close to the first of the month, so it's not the first of the month, but it's close to it. You know, like when they do like the little fire alarms. No, it's not that, obviously. So we have some breaking news, and this is probably the most important news we've ever done a podcast on. I don't know, right? Would you guys agree?
Yeah, this is like a franchise-changing move, and the next move is going to be another franchise-changing move. Yeah. So this is a big move.
So if you guys haven't heard the news, which I'm sure you guys have heard the news by now, but the Lions have relieved the duties of GM Bob Quinn and head coach of Matt Patricia, so they are officially gone after that Thanksgiving massacre by Deshaun Watson and the boys, and it's over. It is over, and everybody's had enough, and there you guys go. You guys got your news. It's breaking. It's done. Sheila Ford is speaking about it, and it's done. I'm going to start off with Pierre, man. Me and you obviously have been advocate for this for now over a full year. I've been done with this since the Vikings game last year, and that was like week 8. You've been done around like almost the same time a couple weeks later. And then Malcolm like really broke like after the Vikings game this year. So I'm going to start off with Pierre, man. So how are you feeling right now?
This had to happen. Like we've talked about this. We've said numerous times the scheme is garbage. They have no identity on both sides of the ball. Only good thing for this team is special teams. They talk about culture building. The only culture he built here was a losing culture. And it's just like, and it seems like he was an asshole to his players. Like a lot of former players just tweeted out stuff today. He told Ashawn Robinson he would have ended his career or whatever. Like you can't talk to like professional athletes like that. That's just my opinion. You can't come in and beat Belichick. Even if it's like year one, I know he's changed, but you're still going to lose a lot of the locker room. He shipped good players out of town. And it seems like on offense, like Stafford just wasn't having fun. I don't know if that's from Patricia or whatever, but it just had to happen. And then you look at his record, how many blown fourth quarter leads he has. You know, it's like everything is finally like, we're done with this clown. We're done. And Bob Quinn, Tease Tabor, Jelani Tavai.
Leave my dog alone.
All right. You don't draft unathletic players in the second round. That's just stupid.
Are you happy?
Am I happy? I think happy's an understatement. I think I'm excited because the Lions are going to head into a rebuild, right? Sheila Ford came out and said they're non-committal with Stafford and they could be looking at college coaches, other coaches. So it's an exciting time, but they have to get this right.
Yeah. Okay. I guess my quick 2 cents on the whole transaction today, like I'm not necessarily like over the roof happy right now. I'm more relieved than happy. Obviously, like, I've been calling for this for a while. I think it's been way, way, way long overdue, and I wish this happened way, way, way earlier than, what is it, Saturday, November 30th of 2020, or Saturday, November 28th of 2020. Like, I wish it happened way earlier than that, but I guess they say better late than never, right, if that means anything. But I'm more relieved than happy. Obviously, something that happens, but you know, when the Lions parted ways back in 2017 with Jim Caldwell, this was the guy that you hoped was going to flip around the culture. And this was the guy that you hoped was going to turn around the Detroit Lions and make them the legit team in the NFL. You know, take them to somewhere we've never ever been since the 50s. And a lot of the people haven't seen. So, I mean, it's kind of unfortunate because obviously we didn't get that fairy tale story that we were expecting when we hired this guy and with Bob Quinn. So in that sense, it really sucks. But if you saw like at least one game of Matt Patricia, you knew this had to come. I mean, just look at what the former players saying. We heard it with our own ears talking to these former players and obviously reading upon these, you know, tweets and Instagram posts and whatnot. I mean, it had to happen. It just sucks that this – we didn't get our fairy tale ending that we expected. And we expected this guy to take us over the hump. He took over a good football team, and obviously it didn't work out. I mean, this is one of the worst disasters ever in the NFL. I mean, I haven't seen a disaster like this with my own eyes, being a fan of football. I mean, this was a complete disaster. And like I mentioned, it just sucks. But like Peter mentioned, you know, hopefully better days are upon us. We just got to hope that, you know, the Ford family and Rod Wood and whoever they use for intel to hire the next GM and whoever that GM hires as next head coach, we got to hope that they get this right. And maybe we could, you know, talk about better days for the Detroit Lions. But overall, I mean, I'm just really relieved that they cleaned house and we're not just half-assing it like we have been, like firing just Patricia and then leaving Quinn. Like, I'm glad this is just a complete overhaul, clean house. I mean, it's a big relief, but like at the end of the day, I'm not like over the roof happy just because, like I mentioned, we didn't get our fairy tale story. We didn't get the fairy tale. We got the biggest nightmare we could think of with Patricia and Quinn. I mean, this whole pathway from what we expected a couple of years ago back in 2017 went way left and went way south from what we expected. You know, when we were looking back at 2017, we were hoping by now in 2020, we could be looking at maybe a division title by now. We thought maybe we could look at our team as like, we are contenders for the Lombardi Trophy. And now I say that, you guys are laughing at me. Like, I can't hear you guys, but I know you guys are laughing at me right now. But that's what we were expecting. And it sucks, absolutely, man. But like Pierre mentioned, man, hopefully better days are upon us. This is something that needed to happen. And Ford family.
And Tyler, you also brung up the thing about half-assing it. Like, Malcolm and I talked about that last episode. There was rumors. Thank God those rumors were false. But Malcolm and I went deep into that. Like, if you fire one of them, you have to fire both of them. You can't just fire, like, one of them and keep the other one. So I'm excited. You know, we're heading in a new direction. Whether that It's going to be a brutal direction. It's going to be a tough couple years. You know, you look at the Dolphins, they struggled a little, but then it's worth it for them. Look at them now. So whoever the new guy is, I think we have to be patient with them. We
100%.
We'll see. Yeah.
And I am going
to
be patient
with unless them. They make some really stupid moves. You have to be patient with them.
Yeah. The only thing is, like, I wish this happened earlier. Cause yeah, like
happened last year, you're right.
I feel like we just wasted so much time, but like I said, I guess better late than never. But it is what it is.
Thanks to the natural athleticism or commitment or overbearing sports parents, fewer than 1% of 1% of 1% of people will ever play professional football. But instead of entering the NFL, they join another league, the League of Football Watchers. This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day, no matter how you watch. Whether you're in your basement watching the Detroit Lions in your Lions man cave, or if you're deciding to crash your neighbor's house with an arch rival of your favorite team.
Why are you here, big dog? We don't even like the same team.
Pepsi is the refreshment you need to power through the day, through any game day. Because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, it's made for who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. . 2020 has already reshaped how we work, and it's almost over. Businesses across the globe are challenged to be their most efficient, which means every hire is crucial. Indeed is here to help. Indeed is the number one job site in the world with more total visits than any other job sites, according to ComScore. Indeed helps you find quality candidates quickly so you can focus on hiring the person you need to keep your business going. You only pay for what you need. You can pause your account at any time, and there is no long-term contracts. And now, Indeed's new way of matching you with candidates instantly delivers a short list of quality candidates whose resume on Indeed match your job criteria that you can contact the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only job site that can move as fast as you do. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job posts, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best available offer anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire.
Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Malcolm, what are you thinking, man? What are you feeling right now?
Man, I'm so happy right now, man. This is a big giant weight just lifted off your shoulders. You know, it just feels so great, you know, just hearing the news that both of these clowns are fired. Like, the circus is over. The greatest show on earth, the Ringling Brothers, like they took their circus and they packed up and they left. This is great. It's a celebration to me right now, man. I'm happy. Just knowing the fact that, you know, ownership did something that I thought they wasn't going to do, and that was speak up, and that was make a move. And fire one of these clowns, or both of these clowns, and they did it. They fired both of them, which is promising. So yeah, I'm more than hyped right now. I'm more than excited right now.
Yeah. No, I mean, I understand the excitement, obviously. Yeah, I mean, am I more excited than like disappointed? I'm obviously not disappointed right now. Like, this is a big relief, obviously. Like you mentioned, this takes so much weight off your shoulders, and you're like just ready now, like for what's next. But you know.
Do you know what's funny? Like, I'm picturing, you know, usually when shit like this happens, you know, the locker room be like, damn, man, they fired our coach.
Yeah.
I'm picturing them like, they're throwing shit around the locker room. They're hyped. They're throwing shit. They're happy. Like, they're going crazy. That's what I'm picturing the Lions locker room right now.
Maybe Bevel will let them have, like, radios and ping pong tables in the locker room.
I'm just picturing them just, like, going crazy, being hyped as hell in the locker room, just being happy that this guy's gone.
Yeah, Tyler.
Do you know that one video? It's like that one college coach. He goes, "They better bring me my money." You're gonna see the Lion locker room.
With that reaction.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. All right, but Peter, what were you saying?
So a couple of things. So Daryl Bevel will be the interim head coach, and all you guys are saying about Braden Coombs. We did talk about this briefly on the podcast that Coombs is still young, and maybe they still view him. They don't want to lose him. So I don't really care. It's five games. After these five games. Like, we're going to, like, it's going to be an interesting offseason.
There's no way Daryl Bevel gets
it. And then there are, like,
he'll have to sweep the season. Daryl Bevel, for him to stay, you have to sweep the season.
Yeah.
And that's not happening.
I don't even think he gets that if he sweeps the season.
No. I mean, there are five guys who will take on the GM role. You got Najee, like they're all going to share it. Kyle O'Brien, Lance Newmark, Rob Lohman, and Mike Deisner. They're all report to Rod Wood. Rod Wood is safe. He just like does the accounting side, nothing to do with the football. They like what they're doing with their money and all that crap. So Rod Wood is safe, but they are those guys will report to Rod Wood. And after those 5 days, and we could be looking at a like complete sweep once they hire their GM and head coach.
So obviously, I know we're talking about Bob Quinn and Patricia Dingle lead their duties. I'm interested to hear you guys' thoughts real quickly of the Lions deciding to keep Rod Wood. Is that something like that you thought they should have moved on from, or you guys okay with this?
You know, personally, I like a president who knows their football, so that guy could help hire the GM. But apparently, they already found a firm or whatever. I don't know how true those are, but there's rumors that they found a guy who's going to help them find their next GM and coach. We'll see how true that is.
Yeah.
So I personally want a president who's both, but I understand why they kept Wood. He's been in the family forever. They trust him. He made them money, whatever.
Yeah. From my perspective, like same thing is like I wanted someone more of a football mind. And like I know he didn't mean it in this way, but like I still get like those thoughts from back in 2015 when they hired this motherfucker and they go, I can't run any other – I can't be a president of any other NFL team besides the Detroit Lions. And that just like has rubbed me the wrong way since you know these 5 years, and I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, I wish we had more of a football mind in that place. Like right now, we are relying on Sheila Fordhamp, Rod Wood, and the firm who's going to be helping advise this move. And it's
whoever that firm is.
There is rumors that the guy is what's his name? Rob? Shit. What's hold up? Let me get his name for you guys.
Gronkowski.
No.
Damn it. I got to find it.
It's like Lem Piana or something like that.
Something like that. Apparently, he helped Michigan hire Juwan Howard. He's from Michigan. He's from Ann Arbor. So, Lem Perna. Lem Perna. I just found it. It's Lem Perna. We'll see. We'll see what Len does. That's like the rumor. They asked Sheila in the press conference. She said no, but like two beat writers confirmed that they have. So we'll see how true that is.
Yeah, so I gotta hope they get this right, obviously. So, but
and maybe some players won't be as scared as much to be on our podcast. We had a lot of requests, a lot of guys wanted to be on, but you know, they were scared to get in trouble by Patricia. So,
yeah, hopefully, this kind of opens up the doors a little bit now.
Yeah,
so you know, these remaining five games left for the Lions. I guess, what are you guys looking out on these next five games? Is there anything, you know, specific you're looking out for? Obviously, we know Patricia. What are you guys looking for in these next five games?
I want to see how much Patricia, if he handicapped the offense, if he's the one who wants to run the ball, if it was Bevel. And I want to see also on defense, if it was Patricia's, like, I just want to see, like, how they're going to look. Honestly, I have no expectations for them. I actually want the younger guys to play. Season's over. Let the younger guys play. Even if they're bad, just develop them. Let them play. Let them learn on the fly. You're not going to be good. Hopefully, still, like, it is what it is, bro. They're probably going to have a top 10 pick. They're not winning anything. They may win a game, maybe, against the Bears. We'll see. I don't know. But just play your young guys. Maybe the guys on IR, leave them on IR, except the young guys, bring them back. That's just what I would do.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Just like I want to see what these guys could do. I'm kind of like interested to see how they respond to this now. Like, are they going to come out with some type of spark? Are they going to, you know, play for Daryl Bevel? Like, I'm kind of intrigued to see it. Like I told you guys, yeah. I kind of didn't want to see it because I wanted them to tank and lose every game. So I'm intrigued to kind of see, like, how are they going to show up on Sundays now with no Patricia on the sideline and. You know, Daryl Bevel is now the head guy. So
they're two opposites. Like, they're the exact opposite personality. Bevel is like more of like a, like, kind of like a Jim Caldwell type of leader. And then Matt Patricia's more like an alpha leader. So they're the exact, like, opposite type of leaders. It's going to be interesting.
Let me ask you a question. Was there anybody that took over the offensive coordinator role? Or
I think it's just going to be.
I think my.
No, they didn't announce it. I believe it's just going to be Bevel.
Bevel. Yeah, I mean.
Maybe
promote someone like Joe Ryan to get a bigger role or something like that. But
yeah, Sean Ryan, the QB's coach.
Sean Ryan.
You're good. Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's five games. Probably after five games, these guys are probably looking for some jobs right now. Like, they're probably making calls and stuff. I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, probably.
Man, this is exciting, man. Actually, now I can't. Now there's excitement in Detroit. Now we want to see what this team's going to look like without Patricia. And Quinn.
No, I mean, now
the defense.
This is
the interesting part. What are they going to do on their defense? This is what I want to see.
Yeah, and it's just like when me and Peter mentioned, we're like, you look at all the other Detroit teams. You see the Red Wings, you see the Tigers, you see the Pistons. Like, they have a pathway. They have a future. They have a foundation you're looking at right now. Right now, the Lions didn't have that foundation. They still, at this moment, don't have that foundation.
Right.
But now, you're hoping in these next
couple weeks. They're heading there. They're like, yeah, they're making small steps.
Yeah, you're hoping these next couple weeks, we're going to know what this foundation is. And then, obviously, we hope they deliver, obviously. Something that nobody's done, you know, and someone needs to embrace this role, and we gotta get a winner, man.
Yeah, the biggest next question is, what do you do with Stafford? That's the next question right now, and that's obviously up to the next people. But do you build around Stafford or do you trade him?
Yeah,
that's the next question that this franchise has to face.
Yeah, and then obviously finding the general manager and finding the head coach. And
well, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, after yeah, that's the next thing. So.
Yeah, so I guess stay tuned, guys. We got some interesting podcasts ahead with this organization, because things are going to get much more interesting with this football team regarding who's the next GM, who's the coach, who's the roster next year, what type of scheme are we running on defense? Like, it's gonna
no more slow linebackers. Thank God.
I mean, well, let's pump the brakes. Let's see who it is.
They're still there right now. I mean,
there right now. But I'm just saying, like, I don't think like a modern NFL head coach, like right now, the way the NFL is run, you can't win like that, man.
I mean, we do have some linebackers. Like, we could play maybe Jalen Reeves-Maven. Probably play, give him some snaps.
Yeah, we'll see.
Davis.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be interesting, I guess.
We'll see how they do it, man. I'm excited.
I mean, I'm just relieved, man. I was so relieved when I saw Bob Quinn included. Oh, and if it was just Patricia, it's like, obviously that's nice. That's, you know, good. But seeing Bob Quinn included was the biggest relief. I was actually getting very scared that Patricia was just gonna be gone and Bob Quinn was gonna be still here and he was going to have the opportunity to hire another head coach. That's obviously not the case, so that's a big sigh of relief for me. All right, I hope you guys all enjoyed this breaking news podcast, obviously, of the Lions firing Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn.
Yep.
And if you guys want to, you know, share your thoughts, voicemails. Voicemails this week are going to be very interesting, too. I mean, we're going to see what your guys' reaction is. Malcolm. Yep. What's the number? So I don't throw out another BS number.
That number is 313-355-3116.
All right, guys.
Voicemail.
Yeah, so leave a call at that number and, you know, tell us your thoughts on Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia. And if you guys have anything to talk about the Houston Texans game, that's cool. Whatever. But I'm assuming it's going to mainly be Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn. But on that note, hope you guys all enjoyed again, and I'm out. Peace.
All right, guys. Hope you guys are all staying safe during this time. Stay safe, and I'm out. Peace.
All right, y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed the celebration. Hope y'all enjoyed the Mercy Pod. And I'm out. It's your boy, Malcolm. Peace. Football is back in full swing. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on all the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going an extra mile to make sure you get every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to teams, players, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonus today and start wagering on wins, divisions, and championship features all day, every day. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all their great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget, use promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your online
sportsbook experts.